Title: Mother of All Presumptions 2.0, Expanding Workers' Compensation Benefits to Employees That Test Positive for COVID-19. Content: Effective immediately, Senate Bill, SB 1159 is a new California law that establishes presumptions about workers' compensation benefits for employees who contract COVID-19. This article explains in a series of questions and answers what employers need to know about workers' compensation under this new law if an employee tests positive for COVID-19. Newsom's executive order is now Labor Code Section 3212.86. The new law codifies presumptions in Governor Newsom's executive order N62-20, the order, issued on May 6, 2020, into a new Labor Code Section 3212.86. As previously summarized in our blog, this section indicates that all employees, regardless of industry, who suffered a COVID-19-related illness between March 19, 2020 and July 5, 2020 are presumed to have contracted the virus at work for purposes of awarding workers' compensation benefits if various requirements are met. Minor changes to the previous order include: 1. COVID-19 diagnosis can be made not only by a licensed physician and surgeon, but also by a state-licensed physician assistant or nurse practitioner acting under the supervision of a physician and surgeon pursuant to standardized procedures/protocols within their lawfully authorized scope of practice, and 2. Available paid sick leave benefits in response to COVID-19 must be used before any benefits under Labor Code Sections 4800, 4800.5, and 4850 are due and payable. Section 3212.86 applies to pending claims, including those relying on the order. The new law is not a basis to rescind, alter, amend, or reopen any final award of workers' compensation already issued. Section 3212.86 remains in effect until January 1, 2023. New presumption for frontline workers. Labor Code Section 3212.87 expands the above presumption to frontline workers who suffer a COVID-19-related illness between July 6, 2020 and January 1, 2023 if certain requirements are met. Which frontline workers are covered? This section covers: 1. Active firefighting members, 2. Peace officers, 3. Fire and rescue service coordinators, 4. Employees who provide direct patient care, or custodial employees in contact with COVID-19 patients who work at a healthcare facility, 5. Authorized registered nurses, 6. Emergency medical technicians I-2, and paramedics, 7. Employees who provide direct patient care for home health agencies, 8. Other employees of health facilities other than those described under number 4. Above, unless the employer can establish that the employee had no contact with a COVID-19 positive patient in the previous 14 days, and 9. Providers of in-home supportive services when they provide services outside of their own home. What requirements must be met to create a presumption COVID-19 arose in the course of employment? Under Section 3212.87, a COVID-19-related illness is presumed to have arisen out of and in the course of employment for purposes of awarding workers compensation benefits if the following three requirements are met. The employee tests positive for COVID-19 within 14 days after the employee performed work at their place of employment and at the employer's direction, the day the employee performed work was on or after July 6, 2020, and the place of employment where the employee performed work was not the employee's home or residence, hereinafter the frontline presumption. What type of positive test is required? The test may be a PCR, polymerase chain reaction, test approved for use or emergency use by the United States Food and Drug Administration to detect viral RNA, or any other viral culture test approved for use or emergency use by the United States Food and Drug Administration to detect viral RNA, which has the same or higher sensitivity and specificity as the PCR test. The test may not include serologic testing, also known as antibody testing. How long will the frontline presumption last? The frontline presumption applies to dates of illness/injury from July 6, 2020 through January 1, 2023. Can the frontline presumption be disputed? The frontline presumption that a COVID-19-related illness arose out of and in the course of employment can be disputed by other evidence. However, this section indicates that unless controverted, the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board is bound to find in accordance with the frontline presumption. What benefits do employees?